when it comes to his katsu chefshi, that's not a problem because a man can marry two wives. Either the pshat that that's what he means, or that's how we explain him to mean that. On the other hand, his katsu chefshich mekudeshesli is a problem. We have a drasha of isha v'luchasi isha. The Gemara has the question now: why not invoke the rule of pashta? Amalei mazut v'braid ramar l'ravina of nifshu tula kedusha v'kula. We have a cloud by kedushin by hegdish nilo tanya ha'omer raglish zu ola tehei kula ola. Person is magdish only a part of the animal and the aver the regel, and the halacha is the Gemara learns that in Tamur Yeralef based on Tsukim. We'll see more about this in Tosus, that the entire animal becomes kadosh. And the Gemara continues, it's not everyone, sometimes I disagree, but yet, different shittas in the Gemara there, what that means, part of the animal, that the animal would be not become a trefa, not become a nevela, would not be able to live right now, whatever it is, it's a part that's not necessary for the animal to live in whatever way, whatever amount of time. That's when you wouldn't say pashta. However, magdish davar shein neshama tluya bo hav yekul ola. So then everyone agrees that if you magdish an integral part of the animal, then we say the rule of pashta. No, if that's the case, chasi isha, this is obviously considered neshama shatluya, but the equivalent of that, because half of the person obviously can't exist by itself. So if you're magdish or you're mekadesh chasi isha, that should have the rule that we find by hegdish. Interesting comparison. The idea that we can invoke the rule of pashta by kedushin. So therefore, why is there a problem of chatzi isha? We should say the rule of pashta. Let's just see the next two lines of Gemara. We'll come back to some of what we said last time with the Baruch Ber and the nature of pashta and the chasan of chatzi isha. But we have this kasha that we should have a kedushin based on the rule of pashta that we find by Hegdish. And the answer is given, mi dami. You can't compare what you have over there by Hegdish and what you have over here in Kedushin. Why? Hasan behema. Hacha das acheres. Over there we're talking about behema. And therefore you magdish a part of the animal, a part that's chashuv, even a part, according to one mandama, that's not chashuv. Then there's nothing to stop the Kedushin from spreading. Hacha das acheres. Here, there's another das that's counter. Look at Rashi. See Rashi. Hasam behemahi. Vishalohi. The ein ma'akiv al yado milis kadesh. Why do you say pashta in the case of person's magdish, a part of the animal? Because it's all his, and there's nothing that's stopping the kedusha from being on everything, because his limitation, that's what he's doing, he's limiting, he's saying regel, he's saying this part of the animal, but mitzad the rest of the animal, there's nothing that's ma'akev inherently. Lefichach yesh koch b'mamor lifshot. Therefore there's a koach in the word. This Rashi is mashba, like we said on Thursday, that the notion of pashta is relating to the maisa of the hegdish, which is the dibur of the hegdish, and that dibur of the hegdish can create the resulting kedusha on everything, because there's no ma'akev. There's no ma'akev in terms of the other part of the animal. It's just that he wasn't magdish the other part of the animal. He limited the hegdish to the words that he said, which is, let's say, ragla or chesia. That's where we say pashta. Because there's nothing on the other part that's not hegdish that's pushing back in the other direction. That's why you can say pashta by hegdish. What's different over here? V'hacha das acheres yesh chashuva kemosa hama'akeves b'davar. Here you have another das that's valuable in its own right, that's stopping the kedushin from spreading to the rest of her. What do you mean? This das acheres? That's the woman. She ein ha'isha rotsa, einam kedushin. The woman has to agree to the kedushin. If she doesn't agree, there's no kedushin. Hardas is a sensor. It's not like Behema where it's just about what he's doing. So he didn't say the rest of the animal. He said Rago, he said Chetzia. That's where we say Pashta. Here, the Dasa Isha is Chashuva Kemosa. You can't have Kiddushin with just Dasa Ish. You need Dasa Ish as well. To the extent that she's not Misratza, there's no Kiddushin. Vizu lo Nisratza elo lechetzia. Here's important words of Rashi. And she was only Nisratza to Chetzia. Why? That's what he said. Lefichach ein diburo tafisba. Therefore, the dibur cannot be tofes har completely. You have to understand what the Gemara is saying here. What's the nature of the teretz? What was the Gemara thinking in the question? Let's just see another few words. Halodam ya elaha. It would only be comparable to the following case by Hegdish, which would not work for Pashta. What is that, Dom Rav Yochanan? Behema so shnei shutfin. You have an animal owned by two different partners. Higdish chetzia. One of the partners is magdish what he has, which is half. Bechasa lukacha. And then he purchased the other. Vigdisha, and he was magdish that part, kedusha. Then it has a kedusha because now he has the magdish the second half, the ena kareva, but it can't be brought as a carbon because it was dichoy. There was a it wasn't chal initially the kedusha on the whole animal. We'll see this on Amid Beis. So you can't be makrivit. The osa tmura. The dinner is that the person says on an animal that another animal should be like this, harizu kazu, he's meimir. So then the other animal takes on the same status as the first animal, that's called tamura. So you can have this interesting type of a situation where there's a kedusha which is not kareva. It's something of a kedusha, it's damim, hybrid kedusha saguf. It's hard to know how to define it exactly, but it's certainly a kedusha that's not going to practically translate into be makrivit right now. But the tamura will take effect. Tamura is usually an animal that's whatever status of kedusha saguf it is, but this is a kedusha saguf that's somehow flawed, but it will have a din of tamura. U'tamura sakayotziva. And the tamura animal that he says zekazeh will have the same interesting halacha as this of kedusha ve'ena kreva. Again, you have to sell it and then translate the proceeds into bring a carbon, whatever that is. What is the Gemara saying? Hagol Damya. Rashi says, all this is what the Gemara is trying to show, that you won't say Pashta in a case of Das Acheres. So this is now in the case of Hegdish, the world of Hegdish itself. You are Magdish Chetzia, but you have the other Shutif on the other half. So obviously you cannot, that's what you see here, you can't be, you're not going to say Pashta on the rest of the animal since the other half of the animal is owned by somebody else. So what's going to happen is, right now, it's not chal kedusha on the whole animal. Elamai, you'll purchase the other part, so then you'll magdish that, but Umaisa didn't have the full kedusha saguf initially, and that's where it's going to have this unusual halacha in terms of tamura and so on, and not being brought. Halo damya, maskana de tirutzahu. This is all the Gemara going on to explain the teretz that we're showing us, that das acheres is a problem that will stop the din of pashta. Maskana de tirutzahu. Ein dabe ze dome. What you have by kedushin is nothing different than ella lebehema shoshnei shutfin. An animal owned by two partners. The ika das acheres hamakevesba. So you have the other partner who owns the other half. Both have partnership. Bahasam lo aminan de tigdas ku al pihachad. And what do you see? That when one person was magdish chetzia, he owns whatever, not a chelk mesuyim, he's magdish a half that's shaykh to him, his half. It's not going to create pashta on the rest of the animal. Why not? Because of the other shutta, who has the other half. The ena kreva, and now that, even though now he was purchasing the other half and he's magdish the other half, so now this is the din of, more the din specifically to that halacha, ho betchilas hekdesha lo nearest vikareth. Since initially, when he was magdish it on part one, when he only owned half, it was not fit to be bought as a carbon, shelo kitsha elechetzia. And again, pashta doesn't work. So when it was magdish the first half, nothing could have happened in terms of being makr of the animal. And therefore, what happens now, v'timacher, the yakr v'cheres b'dameha, so you're going to have to sell it, use the money to buy another animal. That's one detail, v'oset t'mura m'hemer ba, if you do zekazet, and the dinin of the t'mura is going to be identical. T'mura sakayot seva de'ena kreva, Why? Because it can't be better than where it came from. The mikoach kedusha dechuya basa. Since the kedusha that transfers to the second animal is identical to the first, it's coming based on a kedusha that's called dechuya. It has been officially pushed aside, not to be used as a carbon as that could be bought right now. And if the dechuya sets in, then it doesn't come back, even though the problem disappeared. Because now he owns everything, but you can't say now that will be a full-fledged, bona fide carbon to be gemakriv, because it was dechuya, and now the temura is coming, even though the temura from the outset didn't have any problems, but it's only going to be what the original thing was, so that's what temura means, zukazu. Therefore, it's coming mikoach kedusha dechuya. That's more that inyan that we'll see in a minute, on Amid Beis, not in a minute, and whatever, shema minah, that's coming up. But the Gemara brings this mashal in order to illustrate that pashta has its limitations, right? Ironically, pashta means it spreads, right? It goes beyond book borders, right? But no, pashta has its parameters. Pashta is not said when you have das achetz. In the case of the two partners, so the idea is that the other part is owned by another shutta, so that's the reason why my kedusha would not have pashta in it, because there's another das of the other shutta. Stama behema, on the other hand, doesn't have that problem. I'm not going to have the behema, but it's the pashta. Kedushin is analogous to the case that we have of Shnei Shutfin. What? The woman is misratza only to half. And you can't say pashta on the rest of her because she only agreed to half. What was the Gemara thinking in the question? I mean, I can't be magdish something that's not mine. So that the Gemara didn't realize that there's a problem of that you don't say pashta when it's das acheres. Maybe the Gemara felt that pashta by definition means it expands its boundaries. That's what pashta means. When I say ragla, when I say chetzia, so what am I magdish? I'm only magdish what I said. I didn't say everything. That's halacha. Nature of hegdish is that it expands. It goes beyond the normal, whatever it's circumscribed by. So if I limit it to regla chetzia and yet it goes beyond, so let it be das acheres. What's the difference? It goes beyond its borders. The border could be what I said. The boundary could be the fact that there's a das acheres. I mean, it's not pshat. I can't be magdish what's not mine. I'm magdish what is mine. But hegdish, that's the koach of pashta, that it goes beyond. Pashta means it spreads beyond. So the Gemara didn't see the difference between the das acheres and not das acheres, because every situation of hegdish is defined by what I said, and yet it goes beyond that. So what's the difference if it's my limitation that I put in, or it's the limitation of the das acheres? The Gemara felt that pashta in Svara would always mean that it goes beyond whatever boundaries that would seem to limit it. Right, because my own hegdish is also limiting it. Yeah, and for the Gemara, no. That the rule of pashta itself has another condition. If there's a das acheres, so the whole halacha of pashta is not said to the extent that there's a counter. Wait, it's not. If it's my own limitation, so I said this. No, pashta says it goes beyond what I said. But if there's a das acheres, then pashta itself is limited. Pashta cannot apply when there's the other counterweight force of the other shutuf, or in the case of kedushin, of the woman who doesn't have das on the rest. She only had das on what was said. That's the chur what you have in the Gemara. Just a svar, something to think about in terms of the notion of das ha'isha v'kedushin. Maybe we can be medayik something over here. What's the makar for das ha'isha v'kedushin?
Machlokes,
two rashis. The Mesoras Hashas on base on the base is mitzayin, two rashis on this, right? There's a rashi later in kedushin, was it Mem Dalet, I think? What did Rashi say over there? Kedushin de midaita. What's Rashi's svara in kedushin? How do you know you need das ha'isha? What? Das makna. That's what Rashi says. Rashi Yom Mascho the Kiddushin the Midaita, the fourth line on it from the top, the Beinan Dasa Makne. That's one Rashi. Dasa Isha is because Das Makne, she's the Makne in this transaction. Das Makne, you always need Das Makne in any transaction. That's one Rashi. The other Rashi that they quote here is in Yevamos Yutes. What did Rashi say over there? The Yotza. V'holcha v'hoysel ishachev. Yotza mibeso v'holcha pashat gerishin. Yotza mibeso v'holcha v'hoysel ishachev. So what are we dashing? V'holcha v'hoysa. So what is the mashma from v'hoysa? V'hoysa means what? Midaita mashma. V'hoysa means of her own accord, of her own das, not imposed on her. No, that Rashi sounds like it's like a stomach zeres akasim. It's not a ma'isa kedushin. It can't be called kedushin. It can't be called that she'll be married without her without dasa isha. Not das makna lacha. It's a lacha in definition of kedushin. Rashi on Amdalit says that it's a din of das makna. Yeah, you have to know how to reconcile the Rashi's. Maybe they're both true. Maybe they're not gaminis. Maybe the zeres akasim is telling me that there's a halacha of das makna. Maybe I wouldn't view as kedushin as a das makna idea because it's a different type of a kinyan. All kinds of ideas could be suggested as far as reconciling the two Rashis. Like we had ideas that we mentioned at the time. But if you see the two Rashis as distinct, which of these two Rashis, which of these two Makoros would seem to be more supported by this Gemara? But the Gemara is saying that there's a problem that you don't say Pashta when you need that, when there's a Das Acheres, namely by Kedushin, because you need Dasa Isha, and she's only Nisratza for the half that he said. Which of these two Rashis works better, Pshat and Gemara? There's a Dasa Cheres that's Ma'akev. You can't say Pashta in the context of where the Isha, you don't have the Dasa Isha on the rest, on the other half. Which Rashi works better here? What do you think? Das Makna. Das Makna means she has control of this transaction. She cannot allow this to happen. The Das Makna, that's the counterweight to what he's trying to create with the Kedusha. If it was Stama Halacha, so why is it different than Stama Zah? He's Magdish half. You don't have here what the Hadasha and the rest. But that Pashta says you have it. It goes beyond. And the Gemara was thinking, therefore, there should be no difference of Das Acheres versus not Das Acheres. So the Gemara says, no. The whole halakha of Pashta is only said if you don't have the koach that's misnaged. That means the counterweight that you don't have the essential thing that's holding back. That the Das Acheres, the Chorv, it's the Das Makna here much stronger in the Gemara. If it's just this idea that you need Dasa Isha, fine. Yeah. Need Dasa Isha, fine. But you have Pashta. I think the Gemara reads better. If you understand it's a Das Makna. I think that the Makna, that's essential to the that's the pushing back to the koach of the Kedusha. Okay. Maybe you'll hear it, maybe not. To me, it sounds better in the Gemara. But this is the svar of the Gemara, that you don't say Pashta in a case where you have to create a kedushin on an area that there's a Das Acheres that's not letting it. It's not just that I didn't say the other part. There's a Das Acheres that's standing in the way. That's the point of the Gemara. By a normal case, I said what I said. I didn't say the rest. Pashta says it goes beyond. Hasan Behema, that works. Pashta. Hacha Das Acheres means it's not just that I didn't say Kedushin there. There is the force on the other side that's not letting. Understand? That's the word of Das. You hear the svar well. It's not just that I don't, it's not just that I'm lacking the Maisa Kedushin, the Maisa Hegdash on the rest. It's an absence of the Kedushin having been expressed on that. That's what Pashta says. It goes beyond. Here, that which I don't, that on the other part, there's a pushback. That's ma'akev. That's ma'akev. That's Rashi's Lashon. Das Acheres ha-ma'akeves. whether it's the other shutuf, whether it's the fact that the Das HaIsha is not here. Again, if it's just that the Das HaIsha, you need to have Das HaIsha. No, okay, but I don't have it. But I don't have my Hekdesh on that either. I don't have my Kedushin on that either. But Pashta says I have it. But if Das HaIsha is the prerequisite because she has to be Makna herself, Das Makna, that's the Ma'akev. I think that's the point of the Gemara. The Gemara Svara is you can't go push through that barrier. The barrier is just an absence of what I did. I didn't express it on that. Okay, so I didn't, but Pashta says it goes anyway. But if the part that I didn't express has its own turf with its own mechanism that's pushing and saying no, the other partner, the Isha without her Das, there's no Das Makna. How can I? That's already a hurdle I can't get over with Pashta. That's the svar of the Gemara. Yeah.
Rashi puts that
lo nisratas el
lechetzah.
So now we're going to get to the kasha for the Rishonim. Rashi seems to be saying the following: the das makne was here on what? What was it? On half. Fine. What do you want to do with pashta? You want to create kedushin on the other half, but the other half lacks das makne. What's her das? What was she nisratas to? Half. So on the other half, you have the opposition. You lack the lack of das makna is a misnaged. No, the lack of das makna is just that. Not just that I don't have my kedushin on the other half. The lack of das makna on the other half is that saying no, you can't take me without my das.
That will fight against Pashtun.
That pushes back against Pashtun. Again, I'm using das makna Rashi. I think it's much sharper in the Gemara. So the lack of das, what Rashi seems to be saying is the das makna, the das ha'isha, we're calling it das makna based on Rashi later, the das ha'isha is only on what he said, which is katz, chetzyeh. So on the other half, you can't say pashta because the other half has the opposition to kedusha taking effect. So you can't say pashta on a sphere where there is already the counterforce that's saying no, you can't have kedusha. If I just say by Kedushin Ragla, Hegdish Ragla, so I didn't say the rest. I didn't say the other half. Good, Pashta says, it goes on everything. But if the other half has something that stands pushing back against it, you can't do it, you can't take me. The other Shutuf owns the other half. The Isha's Das Makna is not there, the Isha's Das is not there. So that means that you can't, it's not just that I didn't say it, it's like, that's the Isha's. Without that, you can't go there. So then the Pashta can't go and get over that hurdle that the Isha has not expressed Ritzui. Not that she said no, but she didn't say yes. So the absence of the Das HaIsha on the other half is what doesn't allow the Pashta to take effect on the other half, and if I'm back with our problem, Chas HaIsha. Yeah.
So the Havami of the Gemara when they ask the question is that the Gemara is not acknowledging the Kenyan aspect to Kiddushin. Meaning it's almost like there are two aspects to Kiddushin. There's the Hekdesh aspect, and then there's the Kinyan aspect. When the Gemara asks the question, it's disregarding the fact that there's an entirely different, entirely
I don't know if which is, you're saying it a certain way.
But here's the Raya. The Raya is that at the end of the Gemara, what's the case of Hekdesh the Gemara uses to parallel our case? Shutfin, where there's Ke'ilu, there's a Kinyan, there's an aspect of Kinyan going on here. Right, that it throws into the mix, yeah. And then only in light of this aspect of Kenyan will it then say, well, now you have that Das Acharas.
Yeah, you're saying more than you have to say. I don't know what the Gemara would have known. The Gemara didn't know this statement of Rabbi Yochanan, so the Gemara may have thought that Pashta can even overcome that hurdle. In other words, not that the Gemara didn't know that there's a Kenyan dimension. The Gemara thought that Pashta can overcome the natural constraints of the fact that you are limiting your Hegdish to only a certain part, and yet the Pashta says it can go beyond what you said, even though you can find the Hegdish to that. So even if on the other part, it's not just that you didn't speak to that, it's that there's something that's saying it shouldn't become Hegdish, so it can also overcome. The Gemara doesn't differentiate between the Das Acheres versus not Das Acheres. Gemara says no. You're right, Pashta can overcome its natural constraints, but only if the constraints are just the fact that you just didn't say. But if it's the koach that's nisnagi, that's different. I mean, You think same thing, same thing. Okay, maybe.
I'm
explaining because after all, I'm showing you that because every pashta is also by definition something which is unnatural. In other words, I said only this, and yet the Hegdash takes effect on everything. So because that's the nature of Hegdash. Hegdash expands beyond its natural constraints. So the constraints could be X, the constraints could be X plus Y. In other words, but So what's the difference if it's a Das HaChesed, not Das HaChesed? No. The very halacha pashta is not said, should there be a Das HaChesed pushing them.
Right. Maybe it's exactly the way the Rebbe is saying almost. Since the idea, the whole halacha of Hekdesh, the whole halacha of pashta stems from what Indian of halacha, Hekdesh. It stems from there. So to the extent that the halacha stems from Hekdesh, I don't have any other considerations. I look at the idea of Hekdesh and I see that it's Pashta. I see that there's an idea of Hekdesh Ki'ilu that exists by Kedushin.
Right.
So I say, Lama Lo, why shouldn't I say the same thing that exists? Kamash Mala, no, it's not the same thing because there's an aspect of...
You referring to Rashi in Yavamos? Meaning you'll still end up with needing Dasa. You'll still end up with Dasa.
Yes, of course. Yes, but you see, it's not based on the Lumbus of Das Makna, then I don't necessarily have to see that as a barrier in the same way. In other words, the pushback is that's right. It's okay. I need that. But to me, that's the same thing as saying I wasn't Magdish the rest. I don't have that. Good. I don't have the Dasa Isha. But I anyway wasn't Makadish the other half. What's the difference? I don't have Dasa Isha either. What's the word? Kasha. Pashta. I didn't have Dasa Ish on the other half. Dasa Cheres. No, and Dasa Ish doesn't bother you. Why? Because of Pashta. So Dasa Cheres. Why should that bother you? I don't have Dasa Ish either. What did the Ish say? I'm Kaddish half of you. So where's Pashta? How can you? So why are you only bothered by Dasa Cheres? The answer is no. Pashta says, okay, I understand your Dasa Ish, but once you're Magdish this, Hegdish, Kiddushin goes beyond. So what's Dasa Cheres going to be worse? Then Dasa Ish is also not on the other hand. So now the answer is Dasa Isha is pushing back the other way. Can't take it. If I don't have Dasa Isha, that means it's not just that I didn't do the Kiddushin on the other half. I don't have a right. Something is stopping me from doing it. So Pashta cannot go to an area where there's something standing in the way saying you can't. Not just I didn't go there, but there's something in that part that's saying you can't. You can't go here. Not just I didn't go there. That's sad. I didn't have Dasa Isha, so that's the misnagate. That's the counterweight. So where do I hear that in a stronger way? That's the counterweight. If the absence of Dasa Isha is based on the lack of Das Makna, she can't makna herself. You can't take me without my Das. Stamadin, you need Dasa Isha. So to me, that's like you have Dasa Isha. You need Dasa Isha, you don't have it, but Pashta says it works anyway. So okay, you don't have Dasa Isha, but Pashta. But if Dasa Isha was a function of Das Makna, then I hear the Gemara's point much better. Yeah.
How are we understanding the question of Pashta according to the Rambam, the way he understood the issue with Chatzir as not being a Chatzir Kedushin, but rather...
That he's saying... He's
saying that you can marry another person. How does Pashta speak to that?
Marrying another person is also saying that the Kedushin is partial. That's why you can marry another person. But if Pashta says that the condition that's partial becomes condition on everything, then in Mela she won't be able to marry another person. All that stems from the fact that he's saying, I'm Mekadosh half of you. But if Mekadosh half of you, it translates into Mekadosh all of you.
I thought we said that when he says Mekadosh half of you, he's not saying I'm being Mekadosh half of you.
No.
He's saying it
through the words, I'm Mekadosh half of you. But a might... This will probably be better with Rav Chaim. The Pashta's on the Lashon. We'll soon come back to Rav Chaim. But understand, in other words, he's saying it through the vehicle of a Lashon of Mekadosh half of you. Pashta says that it works on everything. So then everything flows from that. So then she will be able to, she'll be asked to everybody. I think maybe you'll have to say more in terms of the Maisa, the Maisa Hekdesh. You're right. According to the, if you learned in terms of the Chalos and the Rambam, it's a lot harder to understand what that would mean. Because he never told him about the Chalos per se, he was talking about a Din. Okay. So we'll see. So now we have a little bit of an understanding. Yes, please. Yes.
Is the Das and Maken following on his Dibur? And her Das is following what? That she's only.
She need her Das condition because without that, you don't have the Das Makna. She's Makna herself as an Isha of the Kiddushin. You need Das Makna. That's the Rashi later. That's the reason why you need Das Isha. We're using that Rashi to understand better the Gemara Svar, that Pashta cannot work when you have the lack of Das Makna on the other half. She only was Misratza, Rashi says, to half. So on the other half, where you want the Pashta to spread to, you don't have the Das Makna. So when you have something that's countering you, what the push for Pashta is, then Pashta cannot go there. Now comes the Rashba with the question. He reads this Gemara and he doesn't understand the Gemara. Hacha behema, hacha ikadas acheres. To me, Ali, Zok the Rashba, I don't understand here. Hachinami ke behemahi. Why is it any different than behema? A person who magics half the animal, the rego, or however much of the animal. And we say pashta. It's the same thing. Why? The hakevan, the ihi mekabla kidushe. Since she's mekabla his kidush, and he says, chetzech mekudeshesli, and he gives her the pruta. Daita she yipshetu kedushin bekula umi ma'akev. What's the ma'akev? What's the Rashba assuming here in the case of a woman who accepts kedushin with the man saying chetzech mekudeshesli? What's the clear understanding of the Rashba? What is her das? Why? Some of that means because whatever goes into what he's saying, whatever flows from it, whatever are the implications, wherever the chips are going to fall, all this is what she's accepting. He's giving her a pruta, and he said chetzech mekudeshesli. If there's a din of pashta, chetzech mekudeshesli, but there's a din of pashta that would allow for mekadesh the whole woman. So then, whatever she's taking from him is aldas, whatever that Pashta will dictate. That's what the Rashba seems to be assuming. So what's the problem? Das Acheres. So what? It's no different than Be'ema. She's not really Ma'akev. It's Das Acheres, but it's not Das Acheres HaMa'akevis. No. Apparently, what did Rashi hold? What did Rashi hold? Yesh Das Acheres Chashuva Kemoso HaMa'akevis B'davar. Why is it Ma'akevis? Shem ein ha'isha rotza ein ha'kiddushin v'zu lo nesratza elu l'chetzi. What did Rashi say? Her das is only what she on chetzi. Why only on chetzi? That's what he said. Kimat mufurz agad in Tosus and Amid Beis. Tosus and Amid Beis asked the kasha in the case that the Gemara mentions of the happy pruta. There's a suffix over there whether it's called Chatzi Isha. Take a look for a second at the Tosis Kasha on the days. Chetzich Bepruta, Bechetzich Bepruta. That's the Gemara suffix on the days. So the Gemara's a suffix if it's called Chatzi Isha. We mentioned that in passing with Ruchaim. Tosis asked, Vim Toma, Amailo Yoel. Why can't it work for the following reason? Vahalo Amalael. We only said before, the low pashta kiddushin bekula, that we don't say pashta. Why? Everybody see where I'm reading? Everyone see where I'm reading? Yeah? Ela mishum di ikadas acheres. Could continue. Ve'ena mishratza ela l'mas eshomas. The whole reason that we didn't say pashta in the case of chesich mekudeshesli is because of das acheres. Tosis explains the haina what? That she's only mishratza to what she heard, but it Avom Hayinu Yodin Shemisvata Bekula. Tosa says Aliba the Emes. If she would, we would know that she's agreeing to everything. Pashtuk Dusha Bekula. And therefore Tosfos has a question on the Gemara, V'achri Gali Daitus, and it's right for the Kula. So what's wrong over here? Let it work Midin Pashta, Chetzich Mekudeshes, V'chetzich Mekudeshes, Chetzich Beputa, Chetzich Beputa, let it work Midin Pashta, Tosfos gives a teretz, that it's not a Lashon Kedushin, that's based on the other Indian that you have to use the Lashon Kedushin. Tosfos holds Aliva de Emes. The Sugya of Pashta has relevance. What if the woman says, I'm Misratza to everything? Misratza to the Pashta, what would be? Of course. I said a Lashon Chetzich, but if the only problem of Das Acheres is because Tosfos' words are Eina Misratza El Lamasa Shomas. So if the reach of Yaisha is only on what she heard, so on what he didn't say, he only said Chetzich. So that's the point. That's why there's a problem of Das Acheres. She is not Misratza to more. If we know that she is, then you would say Pashta. This is how Derech Rashi here as well. Rashi doesn't speak it out as much, but Zuwa Misratza, El Lechetzia. The Rashba disagrees. The Rashba assumes that when he says Chetzich Mekudeshesli, and Chetzich Mekudeshesli brings with it the notion called Pashta, so then whatever she's Misratza to is including the Pashta. Whatever would come from a dibur of Chetzich Mekudeshesli, which all its ramifications, that's nichlal in what she's accepting. That's what seems to be machokas. According to the Rashba, therefore, even if she would even if she says, I'm misratza to everything, the Rashba is going to give a yisod here, it's still not going to work. The Rashba can't understand the Gemara. Why is it a problem with Das Acheres? She's misratza to everything. Mima akev. Il mekabu kiddushi daita she yifshutu kiddushim bekolam. Her das isn't to be Pashta. Rashi and Tosfos disagree. What is the Rashba answer? Very important answer. Zap the Rashba v'nichali. I mean, the Ritva's also, he gives a mashal, but the Chari, it's going more derech Rashi and Tosfos. Midami hasu meimach das acheres. Tabi kedushin ena isha shelo. Fiu hayidai afilu hayidai b'kisha kula. Lo gamra hi lahaknos lo elachetzia. Kim shelo hotzi b'lshono elachetzia. Lo gamra hi lahaknos lo elachetzia. All she was gomra das was to knock the half of her. Koki hai gavna basa didazlin, and he brings a mashal, and so on, he brings a mashal with Dini Mums. I'm not sure exactly what the case he's referring to, it's hard for me to understand it, but the basic idea is like Rashi and Tosfos. The Rashba assumes that it's not so. She's misratza to the Pashta as well. Whatever goes into what he's saying, that's part of what she's accepting. Zag the Rashba v'nichali. The kevan, the ilu baya ili ikuve ma'akva. Since if she wanted to be ma'ak, if she could, if she didn't have her ritzoi, it wouldn't be a kedushin. Why is it going to be a kedushin here? Why do you want to make a kedushin out of this? Because she has a ritzoi on everything, on the pashta too. The enem, it comes out, the enem mekudeshes mikoach dvar bilvad. It's not kedushin just because of what he said. It has to be that together with what she has to agree to. If she wanted to be ma'akev, it would be a condition. It's not just what he said, it's also her agreement. Hashta debayi deliftshitu bekula. Now that she wants that the condition to spread to everything, because that's what your premise of the question is, that she was in this rapture for the pashta. Havalei kimakachas esasva. We have a problem in the rule of ki yikach v'lo ki tikach. Because the only reason why you're going to have here a kedushin based on pashta is because she's misratza for all that to happen, for that pashta. And therefore, the problem of Das Acheres, it was going to translate into a problem of makachas esat. And what about every typical kedushin? When a man gives a woman the kesef, harayim kedushesli, forget chesif. Without harisui, you don't have Kiddusha. Is it called Makachas HaSatzma? Of course, that's Kiyika. So why does the Rashba assume that this is a Makachas HaSatzma problem? Of course you need a Ritzu Yaisha. You always need a Ritzu Yaisha. But that's called ki yikach. So suddenly now, he says chetzech mekudeshesri. And chetzech mekudeshesri brings with it a din of pashta. And she's misrafted to all of that, to the pashta. This becomes a problem of mekachas asatzma. Maishna from every kedusha. Where Ritza Isha is essential. Without Ritza Isha, you have nothing, right? You have nothing. With Ritza Isha, I have everything. Kol ki yikach. Without Ritza Isha here on the pashta, I don't have. With the Ritza Isha, I have it. What's the difference? Why is it a problem here and not everywhere? How do you understand that? What did you do with this Rashba? Yeah?
The problem with Kikikach is only on the second half. The first half is like Shar Kedushin, where he wants A and she wants A, and so it all works. But if he's saying one thing and she, the other thing, then the first half should be fine like Shar Kedushin, but the second half would be a problem.
He's saying Chesich. Chesich has the din of Pashta with him. Chesich has the din of Pashta with him. So his Dibur has within the potential for everything, and she's misratza for all of that. So what makes it different? She's misratza for more than he's misratza. He said chesich, but there's a din of Pashta. And he said that, she agrees with it. What's the difference? He said every harem kadeshesli, and she says, and she agrees. What's the difference?
Because when he says chetzeich, the shavaputi which he's giving her is only going on that half. So therefore, when she accepts that shavaputa, she's only given over because of the shavaputa half her. So the other half she's just giving out of her own volition. So it's not necessarily connected.
This is not what the Rashba says. He's saying something totally unrelated to the Rashba. No, Rashba's not saying she's giving over half of her not for a pruta. That's not the Rashba saying. I mean, that's a svara you're saying on your own. I don't know if to think about it. Rashba said that. Rashba didn't say that. Rashba says, "Yilu by igli kube ma'akva." Since if you wanted to stand in the way, she could. The enim kudeshes mikoch dvara bilvad. She's not kudeshes, just machmas his words. Now the boy delivered to bekula habal mekachas asatz. Now it's problem of kitikach. I don't know who's first then again. Yeah.
Is it really that she is accepting the pashta of his kicha, or is it that with her das comes her own pashta?
This idea that you can have her own pashta, maybe you'll see the Tosfos read in just a few minutes. Which is not what the Rashba is dealing with. I don't think the Rashba is talking about her pashta. That's a very interesting idea, what you think we're bringing up. That I think the only reason that we'll see that in is the Tosfos read. We'll see the word soon inside. No one's talking about her pashta right now. He's doing the Maisa Kedushin. His Maisa Kedushin has with it the pashta, the capacity. The Rashba's assumption, unlike Rashi and Tosfos, is that her Kabbalah HaKesef implies a ritzui on the pashta as well, and the capacity for pashta. Yeah?
Not that in the regular case of Kedushin, so when she doesn't have, when we don't have her das, it's like a binary thing. It's either the Kedushin works or it doesn't. I mean, the Kedushin that he's attempting to do, she just rejects that. But in this case, we have this quasi-Kedushin that can be validated if we have her full das, meaning theoretically, if she had full das, then it would be her das, allowing the condition that he offered to be spread up to work within Pashta. Mm-hmm. But if she rejects that, you know, if she doesn't have das on her entire so then the condition would fail, just like the case of a normal case condition.
Okay, whereas a normal condition it also fail if you didn't have a das. But it's not called ki tikach. Why?
Because when she does have das, it's not called kitikach. Because
when she has das, not
when she has das, because her das isn't changing the mice of kedushin that he's doing.
Listen, everyone, to some of the same. Maybe going to say the same thing in a minute. This here, the mice of kedushin is inherently flawed because he said chesich. What's fixing it?
Her das.
There, it's just that you need her das. But when you have her das, is there any problem with the kitikach, the etzem? Something similar, I hope?
No, I was going to ask, what's going on with Pashta? How does that work? How does the mechanism work? Is he making a Kenyan on the thing?
So let's do this. Okay, so let's put together your question and what Shlomo just said, okay? Let's go back to the question of Rav Chaim. Okay? What is Pashta? What does Pashta relate to? Rav Chaim had a Chakira, let's go back, step before that. What is the problem of Chatzi Isha? And then what is the problem of Pashta? I mean, the problem, the solution of Pashta, vis-a-vis Chatzi Isha. Chatzi Isha, we're going to be seeing this Chakira again, but just let's present it. Chatzi Isha, Rav Chaim proved that Chatzi Isha is a problem in the Maisa Kedusha, not in the Chalos. We'll have to see, maybe there are the rayas that it's in the Chalos, maybe it's both ideas are true. Chaim said, at the Chol HaPachas, it's a problem at least also in the Maisa Kedusha. One could have said, Chatzi Isha means you cannot have a Chalos Ishus that's only taking effect in half of the woman. And that's the entire problem. You can't have a Chalos on half the woman. Chaim says, no, there's for sure another problem. Maybe this is everything, maybe this is certainly a piece of it. The problem of Chatzi Isha is a problem in the Maisa Kedusha. Chaim is the famous one that said Maisa Kicha, right? Maisa Kedusha. You cannot do a Maisa Kedusha on a Chatzi Isha. That's not called a Maisa Kedusha, not called a Maisa Kiyikach. What's his riot? Because Gemara is a suffix another day. So after you finish everything you said, you really mekadesh the whole woman. But you did it piecemeal. So, says Rav Chaim, the problem was a problem only in the chalos. So, sachar kol, you're giving a pruta for the entire woman. So, if the problem is in the chalos, says Rav Chaim, so you don't have no problem. Because l'maisa, you're taking the whole woman. Just that you're doing it in such a manner that it's half a pruta, half a... So what could be the issue? Why is Gemara mistapek in this case? Must be because the issue to begin with is a problem not in the chalos, the problem is in terms of the maisa condition. You can't do a maisa kicha on half a woman. Here, you kind of are doing that, but maybe because you view it as all as if it was integrated, it's like you're doing a maisa echad of taking a whole woman, or do you see, so since you're spelling out as chesiech b'chatzi pruta, that's also called chatzi isha problem. But if the problem was only a problem chalos, then what should be a shayla in the Gemara? So now, Chaim said the following. The Machna had a question. How could the Gemara compare Kiddushin to Hegdish, just like we find Pashta by Hegdish, which we find by Kiddushin? There's a big difference. By Hegdish, your Magdish should say Ragla, Shel Behemazu. So there's already a din that would take effect. Even if there was no din pashta, there would be a din that the regal has kedusha. You have to figure out when you sell it. There's a kedusha on the damim of the regal. Now the pashta says that the entire animal takes on kedusha. So that's where it makes sense to say pashta by kedushin, which is a problem of chatzi isha. So how could you say that there's a din of pashta? To the contrary, maybe you won't say anything. You can't get the pashta if you don't first say that there's something that would take effect on the partial, and then you can say pashta on the rest. That was the problem. So, says the Baruch Berit, were I to say that pashta, now think about pashta, what does pashta do? Were I to say, or better, let's say like this, were I to say the chatzi isha is a problem in the chalos, then, seemingly the kasha is not a real kasha, because if pashta says that at the time that your mandis depart, everything becomes kadosh. So, and I understand that conceptually, theoretically, you shouldn't have said hegdish kedushin on any part, on a part by itself. But if pashta says everything comes together, so what's the big deal? Okay, there's a din kedusha on a regel, and then pashta says everything. But here, if there's a din of pashta by kedushin, so lemaisa, everything happens together. But I just proved otherwise. I just proved to you that the din of chatzi isha is a problem in the Maisa Kiddushin. So then how could the Gemara ask Kasha Pashta? The Kasha is certainly very strong, the Makris Kasha. Maybe Pashta shouldn't exist over here because you have a flawed Maisa. There, the Maisa wasn't flawed to begin with because it was Chal, at least Hegdish on part. So now I can say Pashta on the rest. Here, the problem being in the Maisa Kiddushin, it's a Chatzi Isha, so he's not a Maisa Kiddushin, so who says you can say Pashta? All right to say that the problem was in the Chalos. These things maybe wouldn't be a problem. The Makdis Kasha. But if it's a problem, as I just showed you, in the Maisa Kiddushin, so how can I say Pashta, maybe it's different than Hekdish? Because over there, you have at least something to start with, and then Pashta goes from there. Here, I have nothing to start with. Says the Chaim Peretz must be that the Yisod of Pashta is not the Pshat that the Chalos that starts on the Niksas is Mispashit to everything. The Yisod of Pashta is that a Maisa Hakdasha on Niksas can create a Chalos in everything. Because Pashta itself is defined in terms of the Maisa, not in terms of the Chalos. Just like the problem of Chatzi Isha, we said, is a function of the Maisa of the Mekadosh Chatzi Isha. The Yisod of Pashta is not Pshat that what's Chala Miksas, the Chalos is Mispashit. It's that the same Koach that you're using to create the Chalos on the Miksas, that Maisa has the Koach to create the chalos and everything. Not that the chalos is memela mispashit. It's that it's a pashta is going on the mice itself. The kedushas peh of raga shezul ola, that kedushas peh creates kedusha on the whole animal. Not that memela kedusha spreads because you create a kedushas peh on the regel and memela kedusha spreads. Something Hegdish owns a field, gidulin get on, take on the same kedusha. They grew from Hegdish. The dibur that speaking to a limited part of the animal, ki'ilo the dibur is mispashi, that has a koach to be toe-face and be matish the whole animal. The dibur of chetzich mikudeshesli has the koach to grab the entire woman. So if that's what pashta does, then it doesn't bother me that there's a chalos kedusha that comes with regel, and therefore maybe there you can ask, therefore there pashta makes more sense. No, it doesn't matter. I understand there's a problem Chatzi Isha in the Maisa Kiddushin. But Pashta says, the Maisa on the Miksas, the Maisa of the Mekadosh the Miksas, can embrace the entire. So the Makdash Kash, no longer Kash. The Maisa of the Mekadosh or Magdash, the Miksas, has the Koach to take everything. This is Russian Rashi, we noted. Rashi says Yesh Koch in the Lashon of Rashi in Behemahi L'fikach Yesh Koch bin Ma'amoro Lifshat Lashon Rashi Yesh Koch bin Ma'amoro Lifshat. The Dibor, the Koch of the Dibor spreads, not the Chalos. The Dibor is mispashit to take on everything. Let's use that and now translate back to the Rashi. What makes this more Pam of Kiyikach Lo Kitikach than the case of a normal Kiddushin? A normal condition, there was totally fine Maisa Kicha. It wasn't a flawed Maisa. It's just that you need Ritzo Isha. You have Ritzo Isha, you have a Kicha. Say that, nothing problem, no problem. Without her, you wouldn't have condition, fine. But when you have her Das, you have everything on his part. She's not fixing the Maisa to be called a Maisa condition. You just need a Das. Das Makta, whatever it is. So I have Kicha. Why is it a problem here of Makachas Asashma? Because what we explained for Rav Chaim, the problem of Chatzi Isha is a problem in the Maisa Kicha. Not that you can't have a Chalos, or that also. Not solely a problem in the Chalos, that you can't have a Chalos of Chatzi Isha. You can't have a Maisa Kicha, Maisa condition of Chatzi Isha. Anyway, there's a din of what? Of a Pashta. Pashta says that the Maisa Kicha on a Miksas has a koach to take on the entire world. Says the Gemara, but it's das acheres. You need her das on the other hand. Fet the Rashba, I have her das on the other hand. Why? Her das is to become as kadeshes with all of the ramifications of the pashta. Without her das, what do I have in front of me? A normal maisa kicha? No. a flood ma'isa kicha. A ma'isa kicha chas isa. What's fixing it? What's making a ma'isa kicha? The pashta. But if I can't get the pashta without her das on that pashta, that she should be misratza to the pashta. So her ritzui is not just a ritzui and the kedushin on a normal ma'isa kicha. Her ritzui is fixing the ma'isa kicha to be called a ma'isa kicha through pashta. But it's only with her das that you can have that. That's why it's called a kachas esach. Sounds a good svar, right? Such a good svar. Now I ask you, what does Tosis hold? What does Tosis hold? If the woman is misvatsa to everything, what's the din? Works. What happened to the problem of makachas esachma? So the first thing is that maybe Tosis holds that the problem of chatzi isha is a problem of what? Of a chalos. Problem of chalos. So now you have no problem with chalos because of pashta. Yeah, but the Chaim wouldn't want you to do that, right? Because the Gemara of the day seems to say otherwise. Obviously, that's certainly one possibility. If you hold that Tosis views as a problem of chalos, it's not that she's fixing the ma'isa to be a ma'isa kedushin. The ma'isa kedushin, elamai, problem of chatzi isha, but that's not a problem because of pashta, and she's misvatsa to everything. It's no different than every situation. She's misvatsa to the kedusha. That's not cool. She's taking herself. But if we take the assumption of the time, we stay with that assumption, and we assume that there's a flawed ma'isa kicha when your ma'isa kicha is on miksas isha, so then Tosis will still hold that she's misvatsa to the kula. That's still valid. It's not called ki'ikach. Apparently, the machokis is in the gedarm of ki'ikach lo ki'tikach. Tosis holds that even though it's true at some level that it's a flood ma'isa kicha, but she's misratza, so everything gets fixed. It's vayta called a ma'isa kicha. It's not called a makachas esatzma. It's a fundamental question here. Does it fall under the problem of makachas esatzma or not? The Rashba's machadish pshat in the Gemara. That's what the problem boils down to. The Das Acheres, she really has her. She's misratza to the pashta, but that's called makachas esatzma. Tosis says it's not. It's still good enough to pass ki'ikach. You did enough to call ki'ikach. It doesn't make a problem of ki'ikach. So it's very deep, right? These few lines of Rashba is very interesting issue. Okay, it starts from the premise of the Rashba that there is no ritzui on the rest. That there is ritzui in the rest. Rashi and Tosis hold she's only misratza to what she heard. And the Rashba says, no, he's misratza to whatever comes from what would come with this. If there's been pashta that comes with a chetziyach mekudeshesli, then that's all part of a ritzui. In fact, the Rashba, so what's the problem of Das Acheres? So the Rashba, it's a problem to Mekachas HaSatma. So we'd have to figure out, it's not my kasha, they asked this kasha, what's the difference from every Maisa Kedushin? And the answer seems to be, in light of Chaim, I think that's what helped us, that the Maisa Kichas Flood. So it comes out that her ritzui on the pashta is fixing the ma'isa kicha. That's how pashta always works. It fixes the ma'isa kicha. But it's only because of her ritzui that I can do that. That's kumakar zasmatosis. If you want Tosis to hold it like this, Rav Chaim, you're going to have to say Tosis afopikain. It's not called kitika. So perfectly clear to everybody. Yeah? No.
So Tosis would say something like, she's the one who's causing the whole thing to happen anyways. So
kind of what we were asking.
This
is too subtle a distinction to make it fall under Kitika.
Yeah.
At the end, he did enough to call Kitika. He did the Dibur, he did the Amira, he did the Nesina Sakasef. And this subtle Makuda, the Rashba says, yeah, but it's only, you know, conceptually, lamdishly, it's only good. It's still called Kitika.
I was just going to say that according to the Rashba, then the next line of the Gemara, when it compares it to a case of two owners, the animal, there it sounds like the da acher problem is what's limiting the
kedushin hekdesh. Yeah.
So he would say that the Gemara there is saying, see, according to him, the problem is not that the da acher is stopping; it's a problem of her taking herself. But then the Gemara seems like a problem.
Well,
so would you just say, no, yeah, in that case I would agree that it would stop.
Right, right, right. You're saying, right, not perfectly analogous.
Yeah.
Yeah, here. I mean, it's you know, Gemara sounds like it's a similar ish in both cases as we read the Gemara. I mean, it is in a certain sense, because this idea of kitikach is because a function of the fact that there is a das acheres, right? It's here. You have to take it a step beyond than just that. It's also that, you know, it becomes now the problem of kitikach. Yeah. I hear. The Rashba just brings afterwards another answer. He brings the Rach. Now, what does the Rach say? Rach niresh nishma mikushizu. What does the Rach hold? Upiresh kema de shamare de amar lachetzi ogama mekanya nafshakchal. Since he hears him say chetzi, so there's bachal no das for kedushin, period. Let's understand this. According to the Rach, what's the problem now? The problem of Chesed Mekadesh Esri has to do with the fact that she has no das for any Kedusha. Wait a second. What did the Gemara say the problem is? What does it sound from the Gemara? What's the problem of Chesed Mekadesh Esri Chazi Isha? So what is he saying from the Rach? The problem is she has no das Isha for Kedusha? But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says the problem is Chesed Isha. What does the Rashba mean? What does the Rach mean? Nishma, he's bothered by the Rashba's question. Aye, she's misratza for the Pashta as well? No, she hears chetzi, she doesn't want to be miskadeshes whatsoever. But then the problem becomes a problem of dasa isha, lacking dasa isha. The Gemara says the problem is a problem of chatzi isha. Kinira, the Rach must mean the following. Why is she not misratza for anything? Because what does she hear from him? She's hear from him kedushin of chatzi isha. And chatzi isha is not a good kedushin. Except a yapasta, right? But the answer is, but inherently, a mekadesh chatzi isha is not a normal ma'aseh kedushin. She hears a guy saying words that sound crazy, that shouldn't themselves, in terms of what they mean, without any fancy lumbus, should not become kedushin because chatzi isha. So then she says, "I crazy mishugan. I'm not mekadesh a guy like this. I'm not mekadesh anything." In other words, because there's a problem of chatzi isha. Again, I know Pashta could solve it. But the point is, at face value, the words Chesed Mekadesh Esri are a way of saying, I'm the Kaddish half of you, which by definition is a problem in Kedushin. So she hears the making of a Maisa Kedushin that's zero. So she says, so she doesn't have any best for any Kedushin. She hears language of Kedushin that really should not mean Kedushin. So she's not mispasa to anything. Were there not a problem of Chatzi Isha, then you wouldn't be able to say she's not misratza for anything. Because whatever Lashon is a good Lashon for Kedushin, Mitzad Atzmo, she's misratza for Kedushin. But since Mitzad Atzmo, the Lashon should not translate into Kedushin because of Chatzi Isha. So now you want to say, well, it's Dina Pashta. In fact, the Rashba, she's misratza to the Pashta as well, comes to Rach and says, no, to the contrary. If the Lashon Mitzad Atzmo is indicating no Kedushin because of the problem of Chatzi Isha, then she's not misratza to anything. According to the Rach, if she'll say I agree, she'll say Hain. So then, what would be the halacha? Be kedushin. It's not pashta also. According to Rashi and Tosis, if she says a misratza to the whole thing, so that the Rach is similar to Rashi and Tosis, maybe a slight difference. According to Rashi and Tosis, she'll have to say a misratza to everything, because otherwise, you assume she's only misratza to half. According to the Rach, you normally assume she's not misratza to kedushin at all. She says Hain. She says a kedushin, that would be all, it means she's misratza to everything, to the dinner pashta as well. Okay, so this is the Rashba. What?
Isn't she taking?
She's taking the money, but because he's saying that a normal woman who takes money, normally you assume that her kabbalah conveys ritzui, but on a kedushin where the amira was chetzech mekudesh esri, says the Rach, the kabbalah sakesef does not indicate this.
Why would she do that?
She doesn't have money. Money's good. No.
She doesn't want the...
Normally the shtika b'shas matan mos indicates kedushin. Says the Rach, on an amira of chetzech mekudesh esri, it doesn't. It doesn't automatically. Unless you'll say hein, it doesn't imply, because, and as I explained, because the problem is of chatzi isha, that's not called kedushin. for tomorrow, you look at the Tosfos Reb, the Chor Tosfos Reb is asking a different kasha than the Rashba. The Rashba's kasha was, why not say that Haritzui is on everything, including the Pashta? Again, Rashi and Tosfos don't assume that there's a Ritzui in everything. It's a Ritzui only in half. And the Rach says it's not a Ritzui in anything. And the Rach assumes the Ritzui is on the Pashta too. And the Rashba comes up with this Chiddush of Makachas Hatzma. The Tosfos Reb L'Chor is asking what Ben brought up before. That why not we say Pashta on the woman? Now, in other words, the din of Pashta shouldn't just be on his Amira, on her Ritzui, which you could say is on the half, because that's what he said, but you can invoke, he asks, let's invoke the din of Pashta on her Ritzui there. And then he gives a teretz to that. If you have a chance, if you want to look at the Avin Miluyim, Sivkat and Yud Ches, it's a very interesting discussion. It's Tosfos Reb. It sounds kiwi. He sounds like he wrote it as like Tosfos, like the Rashba's kasha. L'chor, it's not. It's a different kasha. But then he says pshat in Tosfos Reb. In the kasha, he thinks it only makes sense if we understand kedusha in a certain way. To say Ritzui Ha'isha can create pashta sounds like the woman's role in kedusha is what? More than just passive. Right, we had a Ran, if you remember the Ran in the Dorin. The Ran talked about the woman's role in Kedushin, based on Kiyikach, Mokitikach, what is the woman's role in Kedushin? What does she make herself into, the Ran says? Like, never shall have got to be acquired. Says the Rabbi Nguyen, that is not square with the Tosfos Reb Kash. Comes out, we would have another Rishon here on the other side of the issue of the Ran, in terms of the role of the Idasa Isha and Kedushin. Okay, that, and then we have to start on the Tosfos and Mitzvah Shem as well. Thank you.